You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Auckland University is eager to participate in Workforce Solutions, working with Health New Zealand and the Māori Health Authority to expand the health workforce across the country due to shortages in the medical field. Today, I spoke to Professor Warwick Bagg, the Deputy Dean for the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences Administration at the University of Auckland. Warwick has been lobbying for many years for increased places within the medical sector for students to go to. We spoke about just this and how an increase in student medical places could help address shortages in medical staff. Here he is now.
Yeah, so the University of Auckland's medical and health leaders say that the government-sanctioned increase in university places at Auckland would be an obvious and cost-effective start to start addressing the current shortage in medical practitioners. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, well, we would very much be willing to take additional medical students. The government very tightly controls how many medical students we can take in each year. At present, it's 257 students per year. We could take another 50 students without too much difficulty at all per year and increase that number. So we'd be very willing to do that if that was what the government signaled they wanted us to do.
Now, you've said that there's been consistent lobbying to increase medical student intake into the existing medical schools, but it has not been prioritised by any government in recent years. Do you think this would play a part within the staff shortage?
Well, it takes a long time for a student to enter the medical program and then exit. There has been an increase in medical students, which started around 2008. About 200 were promised at that time, and we've received 175 of them over time. But in the last few years, we haven't been able to get those last 25 students agreed to by the government. But we'd be interested in not only those last 25, but any numbers above and beyond that. As I've said, we'd be happy to take another 50 if that's what the government wanted us to do. And certainly if we can train more students, that would help to fill the gap in the medical workforce. And I guess we're keen to engage in a conversation about more than just the medical workforce, but the whole health workforce, and how can we help with any of the health workforce shortages, whether that be nursing or pharmacy or whatever the needs are that Aotearoa needs.
I guess that's a good transition into my next question. You've said that the solution lies not with graduating more doctors, but with expanding the role of nurses, pharmacists and optometrists. More varied medical roles. How would this work?
Well, I mean, we already see models of this working well. I work in a diabetes clinic, and that is a nurse-led service. Not only do we have nurses leading the service, but we have dietitians and podiatrists. We obviously have some doctors there as well. We have nurses who can prescribe medications there. So it's looking at those expanded roles for nurses, pharmacists, optometrists, the whole team approach to delivering medicine that's required in 2022. And so more doctors is part of the answer, but it's also looking at other health professions and how they can also contribute to meeting health needs in Aotearoa.
Yeah, now it's also been mentioned a change away from accepting students only on grades as well, as also ensuring that there are more communities represented within the medical field. Would this come underneath this change?
Well, we already have done that. So, we prioritise Māori and Pacific students coming into the medical program and students from regional and rural areas. We already look beyond grades to other performance. So we have interviews, we have other selection tests, and we are again re-looking at how we should weight those various components in terms of making selection. So those are, in some cases we've already got all of those in place, but we're continually re-looking at how we might select to get the best students into the program and address the health workforce shortages, particularly for Māori, Pacific, regional and rural doctors.
Is there anything else you'd like to add on the matter, or do you have a message for medical students out there?
Yeah, Joe, I mean, what I would say is that, we have students placed throughout the upper North Island, from Whakatāne through to Taranaki and up to Kaitaia and everywhere in between. So we are training students to become doctors for all of Aotearoa, and we are keen to continue to do that and stand ready and willing and able to take more students if the government would like us to do that. So I'm very keen and willing to do that.
That was Professor Warwick Bagg, the Deputy Dean for the Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences Administration at the University of Auckland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.